Welcome to the Ocean County Library podcast event. We are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the first manned moonwalk. Where were you when Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon on July 20th, 1969? We asked some of our local residents what they remembered about this historic day.
Lillian from Lakewood writes, "I can remember exactly where I was on that special day. I was visiting my grandmother in Puerto Rico, and on that day, we all sat around the TV watching this magnificent event. I remember feeling very happy about the fact that my grandmother was alive to experience such an event, which I'm sure she never dreamed of seeing." Kathy from Little Egg Harbor writes, "I was 14 years old, and my entire family was sitting in the living room watching TV together. My parents woke all four of us kids up. We stayed up for an hour. The whole room was silent, and I do not regret it at all." Suzanne from Beechwood writes, "I have a very distinct memory because it was extremely rare for me to do anything with my father. I had always been interested in space, and because we did not have a color television, my father made arrangements with a friend of his to take me to their house to watch it on their color TV."
Joining us today are local residents, Judy from Lake Lacey and Larry from Jackson. Welcome, Judy and Larry.
Hi. I'll never remember 1969. I was 2 years out of high school. I was attending college. And a few weeks before, I had met my future husband. I remember knowing that the moonwalk was going to be coming and anticipating it with a lot of excitement and looking up in the sky at the moon and saying to myself, I wonder if this can really happen. And then, of course, that those hours and that came and families were together. This event brought everyone together. Everyone was riveted to the TV. And what was amazing was not only that this event took place, but that we watched it and we listened to it actually as it happened. And that was something that was really amazing and exciting. And I think that having a man walk on the moon just kind of was an empowering event and opened us all up to all kinds of possibilities.
Thank you, Judy. Larry, what can you share with our listeners?
Well, I remember it was an extended period of time. From the time the rocket ship took off until it landed on the moon was about 4 days. Then there was about a seven-hour gap from when they landed to when he stepped off on the moon.
Thank you, Larry. For those of you who were not born yet in 1969, here are a few major events that took place. Midnight Cowboy, a film about the dark side of life in New York City, premiered to critical acclaim. The film starred Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. The Woodstock Open Air Rock and Folk Rock Music Festival near Bethel, New York, attracts more than 400,000 people, symbolizing the late 1960s youth culture. The New York Mets won the World Series. In November, some 250,000 people demonstrated against the war in Vietnam in Washington, D.C. Joining us now is author Nan Marino, whose debut novel, Neil Armstrong is My Uncle and Other Lies Muscle Man McGinty Told Me, incorporates this historic event into her novel. Welcome, Nan.
Thank you.
Nan, what were you doing when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and why is this event significant to you?
I was 8, and I was watching it with my mom and my dad and my big sister and my little brother, who fell asleep. And it was an amazing event. Mostly, it was significant because it really, it was a defining moment of my childhood. It changed everything in the world. We were basically told that we would have 4-day work weeks, that we would someday possibly live on the moon or live on Mars. And the TV shows that we watched had to deal with the moon, and we even drank Tang like the astronauts did. So it was a really major event, and I think it filled the world with hope and promise.
Can you tell our audience a little bit about your book?
My book is about a girl named Tamara who wants to prove to the entire block that the boy who moved in is a liar, and so basically what happens is when he challenges them to a kickball game, she feels that she gets to prove her point, but a lot of things happen. It's a big summer in 1969, so things change.
Can you read us a passage from your book?
Sure, I'd be delighted. Muscleman McGinty is a scrawly runt, a lying snake, and a pitiful excuse for a 10-year-old. The problem is that no one on Ramble Street knows it but me. In the entire town of Massapequa Park, only I see him for what he really is, a phony. Knowing the truth when others fail to see it is hard on a person. That's because the truth has a way of seeping under your skin and wrapping itself around you like a coiled up slinky. You know that tinny sound a slinky makes? Shink, shink, shink. Sometimes I hear it creeping around inside my brain. The closer I get to Muscle Man, the louder it gets. When he's standing right next to me spewing out his whoppers, that slinky inside me goes crazy. Shink, shink, shink. You can only imagine my headaches. I've even named the really big ones Muscle Man, after the cause of all my problems. Personally, I think it's funny to name your pain, but the others on Ramble Street never get my humor. Even Big Danny, who can laugh at dead teacher jokes, fails to see the comedy.
Very nice. Why did you decide to write about this particular time period?
It wasn't as much the time period as that event. If the moonwalk happened in the 1980s, these kids would be walking around in mullets and singing Duran Duran songs. So I think it really was that event that I chose to make important in the book.
What is your favorite character in the book?
I don't have a favorite. I have to love them all. I like that Tammy's out for justice, and I like Muscle Man's optimism, and I even like Big Danny, and I think that in the future, both Tammy and Mary Beth are gonna have major crushes on him. And I like Mary Beth. I think she really is a nice little girl, even though Tamara doesn't see it.
Did you go through many different titles for your book, or was this the one you always wanted?
Originally, I had thought the book was going to be called One Small Step, but my publisher had a book out by that name, and so my incredible editor and publisher came up with the title, and I absolutely love it.
It's a great title. Part of your book incorporates Howling Like a Wolf. I remember doing this when I was little. Why do you think it's appealing to kids?
I did it too, and a lot of kids do. And I think also that concept of like going someplace like up in a garage or up in a tree and kind of being alone and really being yourself. I think that a lot of children that I speak to spend a lot of time kind of out on garage roofs or up in trees, and I think it's a universal part of being a child.
What do you think kids like most about your book?
I've asked a lot of children that, and I get many varied answers. A lot of them like the kickball game. Some of them like a particular character. A lot of them like Muscle Man. And some of them even like the very end of the story where the whole thing comes together. So the answers from children are just as varied as the answers from adults.
What lessons do you wish children would take with them after reading your book?
I hope that children and adults find something in the book that they can relate to, a character who speaks to them. One of the really neat things is that I did have one little boy who, after reading the book, told me that he was going to be an astronaut, and I thought that was a really cool thing.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. You can borrow this book from the Ocean County Library, visit your local branch, or go to www.theoceancountylibrary.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please share your feedback with us at the bottom of this page and look forward to future podcasts.